seems unlikely in the near term. Ina Peralta, NPR News, Beirut.
The Dow is up 237 points. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, home of the Name Your Price tool, so drivers can see coverage options. At Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting Hotel Elsinore, Wednesday evening, October 16th. A play with weary travelers, an unexpected will, and a production of Hamlet to rehearse before morning. Details at jccc.edu/mtc. And there's music of Sir Arthur Sullivan of Gilbert and Sullivan fame, and the third of his collaborations with Sullivan, the overture to a two-act comedic opera called The Sorcerer, which was based on an old Christmas story called The Elixir of Love, which was all about a young man who convinces a magician friend of his to brew up a love potion to make him irresistible. But long story short, everybody gets the wrong potion at the wrong time, and resulting in a great amount of comic hijinks. The overture to The Sorcerer, played by the Scottish Chamber Orchestra, led by Alexander Ferris, on Kansas Public Radio. More classical music for your Thursday afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson, and coming up this hour, we have music by George Friedrich Handel for oboe, along with the St. Louis Symphony and Samuel Barber's second essay for orchestra, all just ahead of us. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. We continue with a symphony by Franz Joseph Haydn, one from the late 18th century during a time when Haydn was spending some time in Paris. This one is Symphony No. 85 in B-flat major, said to be a personal favorite of Marie Antoinette, which is why the 85th Symphony is sometimes referred to as the Queen. Here's the Heidelberg Symphony Orchestra, led by Thomas Fay, on Kansas Public Radio. The Symphony of the Late 18th Century, the 85th, composed by Franz Joseph Haydn, Symphony No. 85 in B-flat major, known as the Queen, performed by the Heidelberg Symphony Orchestra, led by Thomas Fay, on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is 12:38. And before the hour is through, we'll have along the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra in just about 10 minutes' time for the second essay for orchestra by Samuel Barber. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Kansas Book Festival, Saturday at Washburn University in Topeka, featuring author panels, live music, food trucks, exhibitor tents, and kids' activities. Open to the public. Details at kansasbookfestival.com. And the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. It is 77 degrees here on the KU campus, on a way to a high of about 80, with sunny skies today. Tonight should be clear, with a low in the mid-50s, and for tomorrow, sunny, with a high near 80. Music next by George Friedrich Handel, a sonata for oboe in F major, played by Louise Pellerin, joined by André Laberge at the organ, on Kansas Public Radio. Playing oboe, Louise Pellerin, joined on organ by André Laberge, for a sonata for oboe in F major, music by George Friedrich Handel, on Kansas Public Radio, where it is about 12:48. And coming up in about 10 minutes, news from NPR. Classical music continues until 3 this afternoon. We're live. We're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us here on a Thursday afternoon. We will bring you next the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra and music by Samuel Barber, and one of three so-called essays for orchestra that he wrote, 1942. The term essay was one that Barber seems to be the only one to have ever used to describe his music. For him, essays were meant to be relatively short and concise pieces that were dramatic in character, but yet shaped abstractly through the development of a small number of thematic ideas. What we'll listen to was written in 1942, Barber's second essay for orchestra. Conductor Leonard Slatkin here to lead the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. The St. Louis Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Leonard Slatkin, and music by Samuel Barber, and his second essay for orchestra, composed in 1942, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is about 1 p.m., and up ahead, news from NPR. In the next hour of classical music, we'll bring you a Beethoven sonata for piano that goes by the name of The Hunt. That's still to come on KPR.
Hey, it's A. Martin.
That's every weekday from 5 to 9 a.m. from Morning Edition, here at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City. KANQ Chanute. K210 CR in Atchison. And K258BT in Manhattan. And always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Shooting left one rallygoer dead. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The music by Claude Debussy. The Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Pave Evi, with Dance of the Waves, music from La Mer, or the Sea, here on Kansas Public Radio. Good to be back with you again. I'm Jeff Watson. More classical music for your Thursday afternoon. An hour that is going to bring us the Scottish National Orchestra in about 25 minutes' time, with music written in 1901, a suite of great serenity and lush melodies by Raphon Williams, some of his early music, something called the Bucolic Suite. That'll be in store for us a bit later down the line, here on Kansas Public Radio, where support for classical music comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence. Locally owned for over 50 years, featuring new and used appliances from Maytag, Whirlpool, and more. We've got your back at StonebackAppliance.com. Next on KPR, pianists Vyacheslav Richter has music for us by Beethoven, and a piano sonata of his, one created in 1802, one that has a few themes that resemble hunting horn calls, the kind that you might hear on a hunting outing in the aristocratic 19th century, which is why this piano sonata is called The Hunt. It's Beethoven's 18th in E-flat major, and it's next for you on Kansas Public Radio. And that applause for pianist Vyacheslav Richter, with music of Beethoven, the 18th piano sonata in E-flat major, also known as The Hunt, written in 1802, here on Kansas Public Radio. 1:38 is the time, about 20 minutes until the top of the hour, and our next update of news headlines from NPR. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, and always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, offering zoo memberships for individuals and families alike for unlimited admission to the zoo year-round. Details on the benefits of a Topeka Zoo membership can be found at topekazoo.org. And the Lead Center, presenting the Broadway musical Dear Evan Hansen, Tuesday, 7:30 p.m., about a high school student who always feels like he's on the outside looking in. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. Next, we have music for you by English composer Raphon Williams. One of his early works from 1901, This is not a bit of music that Vaughan Williams ever published, but it did presage the style of adapting English folk song for orchestral performance that would be a hallmark of his later on. They call this one the Bucolic Suite, and it's filled with exquisite country fiddling and serene melodies. Martin Yates will lead the Scottish National Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. Early music by Ralph Vaughan Williams, an unpublished suite for orchestra composed in 1901, called the Bucolic Suite, played by the Scottish National Orchestra, conducted by Martin Yates on Kansas Public Radio, where it is just about 2 p.m., and the news from NPR is just ahead. Classical music continues in the next hour, where we'll bring you Mozart and the Fourth Horn Concerto. That plus Ottorino Respighi's suite paying homage to another Italian composer of an earlier time, the suite Rossiniana with the Buffalo Philharmonic. That awaits us as well. It is 76 degrees here on the KU campus on our way to a high of 80, with sunny skies for tonight. Mostly clear, lows in the mid-50s, and tomorrow sunny again with a high near 80. You're listening to KPR.
Thursday night at 8 on KPR2.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Those killed were women and children.
That's NPR's Aya Batraoui reporting. From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Now there's a gentle tune from the American cellist and composer Victor Herbert called Sunset. Mario Bernardi conducted the CBC Vancouver Orchestra to get things going in our 2 o'clock hour of classical music. I'm Jeff Watson, and here for a little while longer until 3 o'clock and All Things Considered rolls around. In that time, we'll hear from guitarist Martha Masters with a theme and variations for guitar by Manuel Ponce, as well as the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra, and Ottorino Respighi's tribute to a fellow Italian composer of a different era, the suite Rossiniana, all just ahead here on KPR during classical music on a Thursday afternoon. Support for classical music comes from the Lawrence Public Library and its Civic Engagement 101 series, discussing the City of Lawrence ballot resolution 7442, Thursday, October 3rd in the Library Auditorium. Details at lplks.org. We've gone a whole afternoon without yet hearing the music of Mozart. Time to change that with a concerto of his, composed in 1786. It's something that he wrote for a horn virtuoso and friend of the Mozart family back in the day, a fellow by the name of Josef Leutgeb. It's Mozart's fourth horn concerto in E-flat major, and today we'll hear the horn played by Lowell Greer with the Philharmonia Baroque Orchestra, led by Nicholas McGeegan, on Kansas Public Radio. From Mozart, the composer's fourth horn concerto in E-flat major, performed by the Philharmonia Baroque Orchestra, conducted by Nicholas McGeegan, with the horn played by Lowell Greer on Kansas Public Radio. It is 2:26, and we're about 10 minutes away from an orchestral suite derived from the piano music of Rossini, Respighi's Rossiniana, played by the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra. That's in just a short time here on KPR on a Thursday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. And the Midwest Trust Center, presenting Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse live in concert on Sunday at 7 p.m. A film with live orchestra, scratch DJ, and electronic musicians. Details at jccc.edu/mtc. Next on KPR, we hear from guitarist Martha Masters. Here with music of Mexican composer Manuel Ponce, will enjoy Theme, Variations, and Finale on Kansas Public Radio. Guitarist Martha Masters with Theme, Variations, and Finale for Guitar by Mexican composer Manuel Ponce here on Kansas Public Radio. If you're interested in getting a little bit more Mexican culture, you might be interested in an event happening at the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art this Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m., Epoca del Oro, which is a fascinating concert that celebrates the music and film of the Golden Age of Mexican cinema, with new musical arrangements by the Iberican Ensemble, as well as insights from guest speaker Alejandra Gomez from Mexico City. Epoca del Oro, the Golden Age of Mexican Cinema, at the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art this Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. You can find out more on the website of the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art. It is 2:37. We're live. We're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. In about 20 minutes' time, all things considered from NPR News, tonight at 7, we bring you the next Classics Live, followed by Music with Destiny. From 8 to 9, Tango Thursday is tonight at 8 p.m. with dances by Gina Stera, along with a famous Haydn symphony and the delightful Sintel symphony from Benjamin Britten. That'll be with Destiny, your host of Classical Music, at 8 p.m. this evening on KPR. We're ready now with a recording of the Buffalo Philharmonic and a orchestral suite that Ottorino Respighi wrote in 1925, derived from four keyboard works by Rossini. It's Rossiniana, as Joanne Valletta leads the Buffalo Philharmonic, next on KPR. That one was created in 1925 and derived from four keyboard pieces from Rossini, the suite Rossiniana by Ottorino Respighi, performed by the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra, led by Joanne Valletta, on Kansas Public Radio, where it is almost 3 o'clock and about time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on tonight, music continues with Classics Live at 7 p.m. Then from 8 to 9, Destiny is your classical companion, with another hour of wonderful music this evening from 8 to 9. I'm Jeb Watson. Thanks for joining me as always, and we'll visit again at noon tomorrow. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered comes from the Topeka Symphony presenting I Got Rhythm, featuring Sound, Echo, and Silence, a new concerto for traditional Thai instruments and orchestra, Saturday at 7:30 p.m. Tickets at topekasymphony.org.